So, to have a goal is critical. There is this term Wayne Dyer used to talk about when it came to serendipity. It's coincidence. And he would say that's coincide is this idea of two lines intersecting or meeting at a point. Now, my point would be, he doesn't say this, but my point would be, the first line is this desire or goal. The second line is the event that coincides, that is serendipitous.
Welcome to the Habits to Goals podcast with Martin Grunberg. Are you ready to achieve goals faster and more consistently than ever before? You need the Habit Factor. You're listening to Habits to Goals, the podcast that helps you create the habits that lead to success. And here is Martin Grunberg.
All righty, here we go. Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining me. My name is Martin Grunberg. You have reached H2G, Habits to Goals, the world's first Habits to Goals tracker, the world's first Habits to Goals book called The Habit Factor 2010. All right, today we're getting into serendipity. Serendipity. Before we go there, I'm going to hit you with my GTR. I'm excited about a couple projects. One is geared, and I'm getting way out in front of myself, so I probably shouldn't say it, but it's going to be related to the three circles and teens and habits and skill development and goal achievement. It's months out, but we have a very cool goal in front of us, and I think there's a huge demand, a pent-up demand. In other words, you know, there's a lot of, you know, adolescent teen depression. Everybody's stuck on their phones. They're confused. And I think between the three circles and the habit factor, we have a way to address and help that cause. My background forever, seemingly, has been working with kids, whether it was Creative Kids Computer Camp or Catalina Island Camps. And this is going to be a beautiful intersection. Remember that word for later. Intersection between, again, what the habit factor does between habits and goal achievement and a passion of mine, which is helping youth, not to mention things like big brothers, little brothers. All right, so that's just one of the projects. The other one is more immediate, I believe. It's a tool for mind tuning, tuning one's mind. It's under development. If you're looking for more info or you'd like to be an early adopter, all you have to do is look at the three circles of behavior ecosystem to understand. And if you're like, I don't know what the hell he's talking about, just Google three circles of behavior echo, not eco, echo, E-C-H-O, ecosystem. If you Google that or use Bard or Gemini, ChatGPT is just too far behind. But if you Bard that or Gemini that, you'll get a fairly good explanation of what the behavior ecosystem is. Why am I mentioning that? Well, at the heart of our behavior, at the heart of our behavior experience, at the heart of our life is our thinking. It's predominantly manufactured, if you will, in terms of stories. So we think, and this is not me, this is cognitive scientists, this is why the latest book is called Everything is a Freaking Story. Because if your entire life experience is based on your thinking, which it is, and you think predominantly in terms of stories, which you do, this is how you plan, prepare, or plan, predict, and explain things air quotes, and we store, air quotes, stories, which again helps us plan, predict, and explain things. Everything. You look at somebody, you have a story about them, whether it's accurate or not. You hear something, you create a story about it, whether it's accurate or not. In any event, mind tuning is something we're going to work on because it's as a tool for our listeners, for the habit factor contingent, because at the heart of our experiences are stories. So that's it. Those are the two GTRs, if you will. All right, serendipity is the topic of the day, the topic at hand, serendipity. Now, what's fantastic is we did an FAF, which is a frequently asked Friday. If you go to Substack or you just search within even Apple Podcasts, I believe you'll find it. FAF, it was on synchronicity. So it's titled Synchronicity. For the most part, synchronicity and serendipity are the same because it was season 3 and I did it with my legendary co-host at the time, Henry Evans, who was just fantastic. I wanted to tackle this again, this idea of serendipity. So, and just because I just listened to it, it was only like 15-minute podcast, we can start with the definition, which is just a wonderful happening, a surprise, a fortuitous happening, something you didn't expect, and it was a beautiful coincidence. It aligned with something, somewhere you're trying to go. It was serendipitous, it, the event. Now, the question is, why am I talking about it? Well, I think it's significant for a few reasons. One is, and these are a few that weren't necessarily covered in season 3 with Henry. The first is very important. You're going to want to write this down. You must, I hate to say you must, in order for serendipity to happen, if you will, for the most part, you need a goal. Now, some people are like, oh, I don't need a goal. I just bumped into Mary and that was serendipitous. Terrific. I'm talking about the type of serendipity that isn't just, oh, it was crazy to run into Mary. I haven't seen her in 20 years. The kind of serendipity that feeds into a long-term desire or goal. Now, the only way that happens is you need to have a long-term desire or goal. Here is a, for instance, and I have a lifetime, fortunately, of examples. There's this organization called EO, Entrepreneurs Network. Well, at the time, I remember being 35-ish, an entrepreneur. Our business was probably doing just a little over $1 million in revenue. We had this IT company. And my partners and I decided we were going to start looking for a building to purchase in the area. So at the time, I'm thinking I need to get around other entrepreneurs. I don't know if there are any organizations. I haven't even started looking. We start looking for a building, and lo and behold, the broker who's touring, who's giving me a tour, asks me if I'd considered joining any entrepreneur groups. And I said, wow, that's crazy. I've been thinking about it, but I haven't put any time or effort into looking for it. He's, oh no, this guy's name's Glenn. He's like, I still remember the guy's name. It's 20 plus years ago. He's like, no, this is awesome. this is who you want to contact. This is, you love this organization. I end up joining the organization. It redirects the path of my life. And that's no understatement. In fact, I'll share a next serendipitous story. So I join EO, Entrepreneurs Organization San Diego. I actually write about that in The Habit Factor a bit. One of the guys in my form, John, he has this dream of tow-in surfing a big wave. So, I mean, this is a few years into the form, and he asks me if I'll be his partner. He knows I've been a former lifeguard, and I've surfed big waves, and it turns out, for me, this was a dream invite for many reasons. One is because I wanted to tow in surf on a big wave. I'm just saying, this is an example of serendipity. So the first lesson when I reflect is that people, well, the very first lesson is it, again, I don't want to say must, but it helps to have a goal, a desire, something you are chasing, even if it's not actively chasing. It could be written on a list, whether it's a bucket list or something else. In fact, when I was talking to Henry, I was giving him pointers, and I was like, the first idea is to have a goal. The second is to release it or let go of it. I'm not sure if that's a requirement. But in these two cases, I was not actively pursuing a entrepreneurs network. I was not actively pursuing a partner to do tow-in surfing. These are things that just came to me serendipitously, which is semi-fascinating. All right, very quickly, if you head over to Maven, M-A-V-E-N, .com, search goals, search habits, you'll see the 28-day breakthrough. This is our small group cohort. The best investment you will ever make is in your own personal development. It's in your own education. It's in your own knowledge. So, no better way to kick off the new year. Go to Maven, maven.com. Again, search goals, search habits. You'll see the 28-day breakthrough. It is a powerful small group cohort, and all the risk is taken away. It's money back guaranteed. Have a look, maven.com. All right, back to the... So, to have a goal is critical. There is this term Wayne Dyer used to talk about when it came to serendipity. It's coincidence. And he would say that's coincide is this idea of two lines intersecting or meeting at a point. Now, my point would be, he doesn't say this, but my point would be the first line is this desire or goal. The second line is the event that coincides, that is serendipitous. So that's essential. The other reason it's essential to have a goal or desire is because of the RAS, the reticular activating system, this part of the brain that changes our awareness. We live in a world, in an existence where there are infinite data points. I mean, I just look up from the microphone and there are 10,000 things in the office that could be consuming my attention right now, depending on where I put my focus and attention. The RAS is this idea that we will fixate upon, we will notice the things that we're keeping an eye out for. This is also confirmation bias. I believe this is called red car theory. So in other words, if I tell you, make sure when you go outside to count the first 10 cars you see, all of a sudden you're going to be hyper aware and you're going to see red cars because you're focusing on it. Well, you can make the same excuse. That is the same with opportunities. If you're looking for them, they tend to show up more. Now, sometimes we're fabricating an opportunity that may not actually be there or creating a story around it, but it begins with at least defining what it is we're trying to create, which is the second or third point, is it underscores, we've talked recently, we've done luck, and we talked about this definition of success, where I finally redefined it slightly. Instead of success is creating your ideal future, it's success is co-creating your ideal future, which simply means there are forces beyond us that are involved in our life experience. You can call them acts of God, you can call them accidents, you can call them circumstance. The truth is, we create things that can change our results and our environment, and the environment changes, which can change us, and thereby changing our results and our environment. That's why it's a behavior ecosystem. The key point here is co-creation. This is why this is worth talking about, serendipity. Again, it comes through, for me, largely other people. Speaking of passive, like long-term goals, going on an African safari. It's been on my list for 20 years, but I never booked the trip. And then out of the blue, at the end of this end of last year, beginning of this year, my good buddy Shay invites me to Kilimanjaro, to hike Kilimanjaro in Tanzania. How do I explain that? That's impossible to explain. And in fact, I even met Shay through another buddy who invited me to do the rim to rim. So this really isn't about me and these random stories. I'm just trying to provide examples of serendipity, and these are coming off the top of my head. How they manifest, if you will. It's important to write down goals. It's important to be aware and looking out. In fact, to be clear, now that I think about what happened with Shay, it was on Facebook. He said something about, he was showing one of his training routines and his treadmill and his backpack. And I said, wow, that's incredible, man. You're going to kill it. What a trip. And then he said, do you want to go? He just, I think somebody dropped out of the group. Same thing with a trip to Indonesia, one of the premier surf charters. The mayor, same sort of thing. He posted, he said, if anybody's looking, we got a free, well, not a free, an availability on this charter. I pinged him, he pinged me, we went back and forth. Next thing you know, we're headed out to Indo. So, the ideas here are significant because we talked about what goals mean, and goals are intelligence in action. And because we're co-creating our ideal future, we have to explain what it is we're trying to do. How do we explain it? We articulate it on paper. We start crafting behaviors and habits that help us get there. So, I mean, the toe-in surfing thing, you can bet we trained for, I think it was close to 2 years. Kilimanjaro, yeah, the invite happens, but there was training. Same with the rim to rim in the Grand Canyon. So the key idea we're sharing is, A, we are co-creators of our ideal future. We do the best we can with what we have one day at a time. We have to know where it is going, where we want to go. That's our responsibility. Absolutely, the plans are going to change. Life is going to smack us in the face. We're going to have to, you know, it's the old Mike Tyson. Everybody's got a plan till they get punched in the face. So, it's not worth going through, but maybe another day. I had a 5-year plan with somebody about something, and we got 5 years in, and it's gone completely sideways. That's okay. That's the point. You do the best you can with what you have one day at a time. Sometimes goals are going to work out. Sometimes they aren't. But the most important thing is to set the goal and track the behaviors, the habits, and skills that are going to help you get there. That's the only way you're going to move toward your ideal future. So serendipity is this idea of coincidence. We must know where it is we're trying to go, and then we have this awareness. We're looking for these things that are going to fit, to coincide. All right, my friends. I got to go watch a game, actually, and I think we beat this into the ground. You should go check out the FAF from season 3 called, what did I say it was called? Not serendipity, not coincidence, synchronicity. So yeah, do a search on synchronicity. Head over to Substack if you're interested in the Mind Tuner product. I think this is going to be a fairly big deal. It's going to be this idea we can listen to, we can customize mantras or affirmations, and it's going to help you tune your mind. You do it a little in the morning, you do it a little at night, maybe a little in the afternoon. Mind Tuner. It's a product that is under development. It would be great to see who is interested. Remember the Buddha's famous quote, unrelated to today's topic, but related to Mind Tuner, is your greatest enemy cannot harm you as much as your own unguarded thoughts. Something like that. I'm paraphrasing. Your greatest enemy cannot harm you as much as your own unguarded thoughts. What does that mean? It means we have to stand guard, control our thoughts. Our thoughts are not everything. Because you can think about a million things, but you must take action. This is why it's an ecosystem and they're all related. So in any event, yeah, we're working on Mind Tuner. And I'm curious to see who is interested in the product. Head over to Substack. You should be able to message me there. You can always email me at mg@thehabitfactor.com. All right, love your show. Got to get out of here. See you next week. Thanks for sharing. Bye. All right, my friends, that is going to do it for this episode. If you are new here, there's only two things you should consider doing. One, go to thehabitfactor.com/templates. Get your free template that will walk you through the PAR method. You are not a rodent. You are not a rat. Why do I say that? Because the habit loop, the famed habit loop, was devised by studying rodents. You're a human. You have choice. You have intention. You have reflection. PAR, as a methodology for habit cultivation, is a process that leverages your human capacities. So Go to thehabitfactor.com/templates and you get a free template, or just go to the iOS or Google Play Store and you can download the free Habit Factor app. The other thing that is worth doing, in my humble opinion, is subscribing. Subscribe, you get each episode downloaded automatically. That will save you time. It will save me time. We'll be on the same page, my friend. So that's it. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for subscribing, and make sure you begin tracking. See ya.